I, dictation from Mona Miller, M-O-N-A-M-I-L-L-E-R. Mona Miller, date of birth is 10-3-1970, date of accident 6-5-2022. Date of service is 9-8-2022. And the date of accident is 6-5-2022. This patient is here for a follow-up evaluation subsequent to an accident that occurred on 6-5-2022 as a rear-ending accident. In this accident, she was a restaurant driver, and she started having severe neck whiplash as well as pain in the neck and the lower back going across without any radiation. Pain was quite severe. The patient has had MRIs, which were found positive for a disc involvement in the C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, with bulging disc and involvement of the neuroforamina, as well as at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, with a bulging disc and bilateral facet joint arthropathy and bilateral neural foramina stenosis. Today, she complains of a numbness and tingling of both the buttocks and both legs above the knee, front and back. She's also reported that she's 60% improving in the pain area since the time of accident. However, she has been fired by the job for not being able to continue at a regular job. She reports that her mood is better and she's no more depressed. She also informs of an IME that is going to happen next week on 9-13-2022 by Dr. Mopuri. And she reported that she was in New Jersey last week and it didn't work out, living arrangement, so she's back to her grandma. Pain level is varying from 3 to 6. And the ADLs are affected up to 10. The work is affected 10, while walking ability 7, the relationship with other people and sleep are affected 6. Patient reports of 60% improvement in the pain. And system review is as follows. Patient has an ongoing headache that are around 7 to 8, essentially with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, poor work performance, anxiety, depression. And the patient reports in the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the neck and the lower back as well as the shoulder, bilaterally. And pain in both shoulders, neck and the upper back, lower back, as well as pain in the both hips, both knees, and moderate difficulty walking is reported by the patient. In the GI, she doesn't have any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or any incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, difficulty swallowing. In the G, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, or respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain, except it is more better controlled. And now, recently, she's having a shooting pain in the thigh, buttocks, and up to the knee with numbness tingling. However, there are no other changes in the medical history. And also, there's no other change in surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other issues. No other trauma has occurred. Medications are Tylenol, codeine, and substance abuse, none. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 151 over 86, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 8-11-2022. Dictation number is 0816-017. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue all the treatments. She doesn't want any more new prescription written for pharmacy as she already is having enough. Her meds were reviewed, legs were reviewed. She's going to continue physical therapy 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy. She's been advised to do a McKenzie back program at home exercises, traction. And she's okay to drive. However, she has a both sacroiliac joint involved. She's continuing on a work disability full-time and housework replacement. She otherwise her MRIs have been reviewed with her. She's a candidate for a lumbar epidural steroid injection, as well as facet joint injection and a surgical epidural. That they are being scheduled now for the patient, and she'll be seeing us tomorrow, and we'll go from there. Thank you.